Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad you're here on a Friday afternoon. 92 degrees and sunny, according to my computer, in the 65-degree room that we're standing in right now. Hope you're enjoying some beautiful summer weather here. As we kind of get towards the end of the summer, there's still a lot going on, and we wanted to bring on here Rabbi Chaim Landa, who is the organizer of the 5th Annual St. Charles Jewish Festival that's coming up here this weekend. Rabbi, thank you for being with us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
My pleasure. Good afternoon.
So I want to get to this Jewish festival that's taking place Sunday, August 10th, from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Lewis and Clark Boathouse parking lot. But I do wanted to give you an opportunity to speak a little bit too. We covered this yesterday with the Clayton Police Department, the incidents that took place in Clayton. There's an alleged hate crime that took place. Fires set ablaze multiple vehicles with some very awful anti-Semitic language written on the ground. And I just wanted to give you an opportunity to comment on that event and where your organization is right now with it.
Sure. Yeah, it's worrisome. It's concerning. It really hit home. And I think the important thing to remember, we sometimes get very fixated, and obviously something like this puts us all on high alert and very concerned. But it's important to remember the power of positivity, the power of light. This has really been post October 7th, and it's something that kind of has emerged within the Jewish community. People are really leaning in to their Jewish identity, and people are standing stronger and prouder. And I think that's a really important thing. It's interesting. We're talking about the festival as well. And the festival is just coming a couple of days after this terrible incident. People are they're thirsty for opportunities such as this to be proudly and publicly Jewish, and also for the greater community. You know, most people, the vast majority of people, are good.
Yeah.
And creating an opportunity for people to rally around the Jewish community, particularly out here in St. Charles, it's a really, really special thing. And I would say that it's an embrace, it's a hug, and it's just that much more important now.
Rabbi Landa speaking with us right now, the organizer of the 5th Annual St. Charles Jewish Festival taking place this Sunday. Can you talk to me a little bit about, if people listening right now aren't as familiar with the Jewish community here in the St. Louis area, your particular area in the St. Charles area, how big is the Jewish community here?
So there are 6,000 Jews in St. Charles County. It makes up a very large percentage of the Jews in our region. But it wasn't only until about 5 years ago that we established a presence out here, a Chabad Jewish Center. And it's interesting, before we made the move, my wife and I, and founded this center, people were saying things like, there's no Jews out there. And for the Jews that we were meeting within the county, so many thought they were the only one. And we still meet some people who think they're the only Jew in the county. So we've really made it a priority to bring people together. Because when you're in the same room, when you're at the same event, and especially when it's large numbers, like the thousands that are going to be joining us at the St. Charles Jewish Festival on Sunday, it reminds people you're not alone.
Yeah.
We're well represented, and it's in a fun and meaningful way. So that's the story in short. But right now we are a growing, vibrant Jewish community, and it's just been a wonderful 5 years. And I think the most beautiful piece, or a very beautiful piece within the story, is how the greater St. Charles County community has responded.
Yeah.
All the county executive and the mayor of St. Charles and the mayor of St. Peter's and Wenzel, all and O'Fallon, all of the mayors out here and just the leadership have been so welcoming, so positive. And I think that the festival that we have, which is now, this is the largest annual Jewish event taking place in the region. Mm. And for St. Charles to be the host, I think that's just a very, very beautiful thing.
Well, Sunday, August 10th, that's this Sunday coming up, 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Lewis and Clark Boathouse parking lot. I think there are a lot of people listening right now. Of course, politically and geopolitically, the world is paying attention to the Jewish community right now. And I know that certainly here on this show and this station and with our audience that is out there, there is an enormous amount of support that is coming from us to the Jewish community. I'm thinking about this event being in St. Charles. We have a ton of listeners out there. Is this something where you're trying to bring Jewish people together to celebrate? Are you inviting people of other walks of life and faiths and all of that to come in and experience your community?
Absolutely. This event is for everyone. And I would say about half the people that have been coming and likely will come are not Jewish. So it's everyone is welcome. And it's really an opportunity for people to come together to connect in a positive, joyful, meaningful way, and also an opportunity to learn about the Jewish culture and the traditions and hear the music, taste the foods. So yeah, absolutely. This is for everyone, and we have a special emphasis on activities for families with young children, from a petting zoo to cultural crafts, balloon art, inflatables. We also have what we call the Shuk experience, which is modeled after the open marketplaces that you can find all over Israel. And it's just, you know, anything can be sold at the Shuk. So we'll have jewelry, we'll have Judaica, we'll have candies, we'll have different clothing items. There'll be art. It will really be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing cultural experience, of course, for you to connect with more people within the Jewish community here in the listening area, but also for people who want to learn more. We've been hearing a lot about Israel. We've been hearing a lot about the Jewish people. There's a lot of support that exists. And this is a great opportunity for everybody to come together in a really great cultural experience this Sunday, August 10th, from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Lewis and Clark Boathouse parking lot. Rabbi, thank you for being with us here today. I think I'm really grateful we were able to connect and make this conversation happen. And I hope that you have an amazingly successful event this weekend.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Rabbi Chaim Landa, the organizer of the 5th annual St. Charles Jewish.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Festival. It's kind of cool to be able to go somewhere here in our community and experience something that is so top of mind for people who pay attention to the news. But if you're not personally connected with somebody who is a member of the Jewish faith or a Jewish cultural experience, and you're interested in learning more, this would be a really cool opportunity to take the family out and see. And a petting zoo.
Yeah, it sounds great. St. Charles area, so if you're in that area, it's like really backyard, easy to do.
Lewis and Clark Boathouse parking lot. All right, well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about the poll.
Okay.
Get your thoughts on this, give you a little bit of time to prepare your thoughts. Is commenting on J.B. Pritzker's weight fair game, yes or no? We'll be right back.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.